Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. It is 10:35 a.m. and when we get our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hoffman.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful gift that you've given us every day. We ask that you be with us during this meeting and help us conduct in accordance to your wishes. Help us with the decisions we need to make to support our constituents in Jefferson County. As we deal with the challenges of the virus, we ask you to be with those who are sick and help them heal. Be with the loved ones who have lost someone to your beautiful kingdom. And we ask that you be with those working to help provide vaccines to prevent more challenges from the virus. We also ask that you be with the employees of Jefferson County, help them work safely so they can return home to their families. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we begin our agenda, just a couple of things. Is that received communication from the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. I want to congratulate the Sheriff's Office for their work. They've had the inspection of the Jefferson County Downtown Detention Center, and it's in compliance. And I know they require continued diligence and hard work by our Sheriff's Department. We appreciate what y'all done to make sure that we continue to get passing grades from the Jail Standards Commission. Also want to note that Friday morning, kind of unexpectedly, prior to our receiving tracking numbers, which we normally receive before getting doses, that we received 11,000 doses of vaccine. Those were distributed to the various health departments on Friday morning and afternoon. They have begun their registration. At that point in time, we had 34,000 approximately people that had registered on vaccine.beaumonttexas.gov and through our telephone registration line, which is 550-409-550-2536. And you know, at 11,000 doses a week, within about 3 weeks, we should be through those on the waiting list. I'm sure there'll be more people signing up in the interim. If you look, Robert, to see what the latest numbers are.
Roughly about 42,000.
42. So we have had an increase since last Thursday in the number of people that have signed up. That's a good thing. Looks like we're going to have the wherewithal to meet the needs as we move forward. We just need to continue to partner with our various health department partners to make sure that they're getting the number of doses out on a daily basis that we agreed to when we first started and started our regional collaboration. So those have gone to Port Arthur Public Health, Beaumont Public Health, Hardin Orange Public Health, Jasper Newton Public Health, Riceland Healthcare. And we should continue. We did get, now the difference is, the reason we were able to distribute all 11,000 doses to the health department on Friday was because they were Moderna doses, which do not require the extreme freezing. If we get any more Pfizer doses in, those will have to be distributed out daily rather than all at one time, because those will have to remain frozen at the Lamar University Science and Technology Building. So we'll continue to look at that. Hopefully we're going to have a good rollout, and I hear a lot more people getting vaccinated now than, right, if we can get to the 1A and 1B people, then we can go on to 1C and start to work on those people that are under 65 without underlying health conditions, then I'll be in line. So we were happy to see that. Hopefully, if Johnson & Johnson enters the picture, if they get their emergency use authorization, we'll have even more doses from supply chain increases, so.
And it can be kept in a regular refrigerator.
Right. All right. Today on the purchasing, we have one item. Item A, consider an approval contract renewal for a term contract for legal notice of Jefferson County for a second 1 year renewal with Baldwin Enterprise, the Examiner, and the Port Arthur News from February 17, 2021 to February 16, 2022. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Austin, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have four items. Item A, consider approved budget transfer to County Judge for the purchase of a laptop in the amount of $2,000. Item B is consider approved budget amendment for Constable Precinct 4 for replacement of a truck, amount of $21,272. Item C is consider approved budget transfer for Constable Precinct 6 for purchase of body cameras and radars in the amount of $6,000. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 479-444 through 479-677. The motion on those items under auditor.
So moved.
Second. Commissioner Alfred, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? I do have one issue, Patrick. I noticed that on the computer laptop from my office, it's for $2,000. We've been paying about $1,450 for those things. How come that's one is so much?
I just think we wanted to be safe to make sure you have enough money, and then I don't know if there's some software that's got to be with it. Some updated software.
Updated stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have it. Under County Commissioners, I may consider publicly approved and authorized candidates to extend the declaration of local disaster dated March 13, 2020. Pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code, I may consider publicly approved resolution to extend the disaster declaration for Hurricane Delta. And C is considered publicly approved to be extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. And D is considered publicly approved to file an executed amended operations and management agreement for the Jefferson County Mortgage, which will indicate that the terms therein will effectively commence on March 1st, 2021. Item E is consider possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file addendum number one to the Jefferson County Buyout Program. Item F is consider possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an environmental review for an activity or project that is exempt or categorically excluded, not subject to Section 58.5 regarding a Hurricane Harvey infrastructure drainage study. Item G is to receive and file executed parking lot lease agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Arthur, Section 4A Economic Development Corporation for parts of land to be used for parking lot. Item H is to receive and file executed property tax agreement between Jefferson County and GT Logistics LLC for property located within the GT Logistics Reinvestment Zone. And item I is consider and possibly approve a resolution approving the grant application by the Jefferson County Family Treatment and Drug Court with the Foundation of Southeast Texas for 2021-2022. Motion on those items under commission.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
On F, give us a breakdown on this F.
F?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's a Hurricane Harvey study. So because it's a study, it doesn't implicate any of the environmental impacts or anything of that nature. So we don't have to file all the documents for environmental reviews because we're just okay. doing a study rather than building a project where we would have to file with the Corps permitting a study showing that we weren't going to have adverse environmental impacts. Excuse me. Any other discussion?
Is this being funded by us or what?
No, it's from the, I don't, is that CDBG disaster recovery, isn't it?
I'd have to look. Did it come through,
Griffin Mobley?
Yeah.
It came through, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's part of the deed. Yeah, deed to DR, I think that's it.
Okay.
Tailored by.
Right. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file order approving the 2021 Jefferson County Investment Policy and Procedures. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Crawford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And I just mentioned that Commissioner Weaver and Commissioner Senegal were out today. Commissioner Weaver had a brand new grandbaby daughter, grandbaby girl. And Commissioner Senegal had to be out for something else, so we'll miss them and hope they'll be back next week safely. Under emergency management, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute receiving file grant terms and conditions for the grant from Texas Department of Emergency Management to Jefferson County for funding Jefferson County Emergency Management Operations. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Crawford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have two items. Item A is to execute receiving file pipeline permit number 02P-21 to Coastal Caverns Inc. to install a 4-inch helium gas pipeline across Erie Creek Street and Precinct 4. Item B is to execute receiving file an overweight permit and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Coastal Caverns Inc. to conduct construction equipment haul for a 4-inch pipeline project located on Erie Street and Precinct number 4. The motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Crawford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce.
And I want to thank the engineering department for working with Coastal Caverns. It's a good project. Thank you, Steve and your staff.
Thank you. And I thank you, Commissioner and Steve. I would also mention, Commissioner, that they are wanting to have a discussion with you about the extension of Erie Street
right
to Westport off the road. So I promised that. Bring that up, please.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Via addendum, we have one item under sheriff. Which is, item A is please consider and possibly approve U.S. Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service Modification Number 15 to the current Intergovernmental Agreement Number 78-01-0077. The purpose of this modification of the agreement is to incorporate the new wage determination effective February 1st, 2021. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And that completes our regular agenda. And now comes to a time of public comment. So anyone who's present in the courtroom may go to the lectern. Anyone who is online will need to press star 6 to unmute their line so that they can participate telephonically. Mr. Darden.
Mr. Judge and County Commissioners, thank you. I stood at the same spot a few weeks ago talking about the possibility of getting my shot, and I got my shot. My wife and I both did. I want to commend whoever is at the city health department, Sherry Schumann, and that group. They did a spectacular job. The process was my in and out was less than 30 minutes. My wife and I got our shot. There was no clustering. The process was very professionally done. I even got a call from Carl. You know Carl with the Honda Club. He called me on the phone and said, man, I saw you in there, and wasn't that thing smooth? I even stayed over and spoke to a few of the people afterwards. So whoever was involved in setting that up with the city health department, you did a great job. I want to commend you for that. I did speak about not getting the shot, and I held Vernon responsible for getting mine. If you have anything to do with that, Vernon, thank you. I also listened to the meeting last week on the phone, and again, Vernon, you made 5 or 6 motions, so you.
Moving up in the world.
You're moving up in the world. With the shots, though, you all been watching the news that I have, and the African-American community has not been served, and it may be a matter of information or communication. I've talked to as many people who said they're not going to get the shot as though they say they are. It may be communication, it may be errors in communication, but not enough people promoting it. And all for us as a community to come back economically, we're going to have to reach that point where either herd immunity or everybody gets the shot. So if people are not getting the shot, for whatever reason, that's going to be a problem to us economically. I would like to recommend or suggest that perhaps we may get some city leaders, be the ministers or whatever groups, to come together and do a media presentation on the steps of somewhere to get the community with the confidence that the shot is going to be either safe enough or whatever, so they would take it. I'm talking to people you've seen from 20 to 49 who are the biggest transmitters of the coronavirus. So out there on the ground, people are not confident that they're going to take it. I'm trying to lead by example by taking the shot, and hopefully that'll convince some folks to take it. The other thing is, I think it's Elf, you talked about the study about Harvey and the drainage. My area, this is New Bern, my area is flooding before Harvey. Whenever a heavy rain comes, for years I was not getting flooded. There is some blockage that's been set somewhere. I think you all know about that. There's been a lot of discussion about why it was blocked and who blocked it. But I do know that my home and my property has served as a retention pond over the last 5 years. And I don't like that. I don't have a use of my property for heavy rains, not Harvey, not a melt, anything else. When that happens, it's more devastating to my property. I have given 25 feet to the DD6 to create another ditch area around my property to move the water. And I think I've made a big enough contribution to get the water off. So I need the commissioners and the commissioners court and DD6 to get on top of this study to make sure that this is just not a Harvey thing, it's a heavy rain thing. Thank you very much.
And I will, Mr. Durden, I'll be happy to share with you. I got a report of a study that was done last week by DD6. I'll be happy to give you, showing that the Green Pond Gully detention area did not, if working as planned, does not back it up. I do know that DD6 has more downstream detention areas planned that they're using disaster recovery money for. And so I think we have a meeting last week in February, with China Known. That area on those impacts with DD6, and hopefully that I'll learn a lot of new things during that meeting. I do want to express my thanks to Mike White and Robert Grimm with the Jefferson County Office of Emergency Management. They brought Beaumont Public Health, Fort Arthur Public Health, Private Health Care, Hardin, Orange County, and Jasper Newton County together for this collaboration that resulted in us getting this 11,000 doses, and what will hopefully be 11,000 doses every week so that we can begin this. I want to thank all the public health departments for coming in and agreeing in advance to do a minimum number of vaccinations every day. We hope that they're going to be able to disseminate those and administer those number of doses every day so that we can make sure that we utilize all of our available doses every week so that the state will continue to allocate those doses to us. And I think that's going to be the most important part, is that all of our various health departments allocate those doses and administer them every day as we had agreed to, so that we can continue to have the favor of the Department of State Health Services in allocating doses to our region.
Thank you for that. As far as the Green Pond study goes, I do know the elevation of my area, and I'm a good student in school, and in the water that goes downhill, this new blockage has caused where you all are pushing water uphill. So that's against the laws.
It's against the laws of physics.
Push water, I'm high in water. So that's something that's been happening.
Thank you, Mr. Dirt.
Judge, I didn't hear that, but, and I'm sure that was a mistake not said, but our public health department, Jefferson County Public Health Department, we will be interacting that mobile unit that we have to make sure that we get around it. And Mr. Dirt, I think that will be also a way to help some individuals that do not have all the access that everyone has. So we will be engaged in that in the near future, I know.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry, Commissioner. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I neglected to mention the pivotal role that Jefferson County Public Health has also played in this. And they've been great cooperators, for which I'm thankful. The Mr. Dirt and I also, in response, I meant to mention this to you, is that last Wednesday or Thursday, I believe it was Thursday, we had a Zoom meeting with Commissioner of Department of State Health Services. So the M-TRAC system now is going to specifically input demographic data so that we can make sure that we're reaching underserved communities. And we'll be looking at that data as we go along. So as Commissioner Alford said, we can take additional steps to try to do some outreach if our numbers aren't coming out the way we want them to, because we have had a significant spread in African-American communities. So we do want to be vigilant on that, watch that, and we will be looking at those numbers now that DSHIS has mandated that information. And we're thankful for that. Okay, anyone on the line or anyone else in court who wishes to make a public comment? Again, if you're online, you would press *6 to unmute your line. All right, hearing nothing, thank you so very much for being here today, and we are adjourned. I just deserve